Welcome to Bucket of Beers Night at All of This is Temporary, that podcast where everybody gets to talk about everything, and you only get a little bit of time. You'll know your time is up when you hear the sound of a puppy, and we'll let you know when your time is over, and if you don't stop then, you'll hear more puppy noises.
If you haven't guessed, we got a puppy.
Oh, all of a sudden, we don't need any introductions, huh, babe?
Oh, yeah, that's true. We have order of operations.
I'm your host, Ray Stone, and across from me gets uncomfortable every time I don't do the introductions properly is the lovely as ever, never lovelier, ever lovelier, every day, Melody Gates.
I got a full night's sleep last night, so I'm extra nice today.
Following a full day of rest and relaxation.
Oh, so nice is that.
The best.
Yes. Yes. Baby, what is this episode brought to us by?
Puppies.
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah, brought to you, if you didn't catch it.
Again.
I think it's crazy that last week my Adjust Your Shorts profile, the thumbnail, was a bowl of puppies. And unto your lap falleth one Joram. Do you know what a Joram is?
It's a two.
It's an overflowing bowl. Literally, a Joram is a bowl that's so full that it's overflowing.
Yes.
A Joram of puppies arrived at your house. Arriveth mm-hmm. at your mm-hmm. house.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, newsflash, we had to keep some.
It was Tuesday when I got a message from a potential Airbnb guest asking to stay at my house, whose dog just had a litter of puppies and he could no longer stay on the ninth floor of the Hyatt.
To which I said,
why he has a pregnant dog on the ninth floor of the Hyatt, I don't know. I thought he might have been homeless.
Two things. First of all, to which I said, fuck no.
Second, absolutely not. Yeah.
Second, also too, oh, I hate it. I've been hearing people say also too all the time and it drives me fucking crazy. People who say the word pregnant.
Pregnant?
Well.
Pregnant?
Pregnant. Have you heard that in pregnant. The wild? Yeah. Some rednecks like to say pregnant.
Oh, they get rid of the other N?
Yeah, no need for two N's in there.
Right, it's too much. It's hard. It's hard.
Hey, when you're pregnant.
Second N. They're efficient.
But going back to the moral of the story today. If you puppy, thou shalt.
Puppy more.
If when puppies, thou shalt receiveth.
So I got a litter of puppies that arrived at my house. I told the guy, it was Ray, actually, you're the one that brought it up. If there's
my turn to talk.
If there's a runt in the litter, we shall have the runt.
I did say, we'll take a runt if there's a runt, because it's a blue heeler, Australian.
Yes, blue nose heeler. We don't want a strong one.
No, because I do want to be lazy on a Sunday or a Saturday, and I don't want to be hassled about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the runt probably of her litter. She's the mama, and she's only 1 year old. And here's a life hack. If you ever have to get a puppy, get the mom too.
Yeah, we're so excited because she's very easy to train. She's very smart and she wants to please. She doesn't want to fight back against us. She just wants to do what we say.
She fears condemnation.
Yeah.
When you scold her, she's like, oh, sorry. Mm-hmm.
She goes back and forth from
I also just peed a little.
Yeah. She goes back and forth from wanting to be a puppy to wanting to be a mom. So it's kind of a struggle. It's only like when we pick up her baby, when she's like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm a mom. I got to not sit on her. Because she likes to sit on her and squish her against the kennel.
Don't tell people we've got the puppy in a
kennel. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not supposed to do that.
That's illegal, I guess. Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? You can't put it in a box. You can't put it out of a box.
You're supposed to put him in a whelping box, like a little playpen.
Well, we don't have one of those. We made one out of the kennel. We padded that kennel.
You make do. They're fine.
Yeah. You make dudes with
this
what you've got.
This puppy's going to be probably a little weird when she gets older.
Why?
Well, because
it's an only child.
She's the runt, and you know, the first few days she barely got any milk because the other dogs took all of the milk.
And now?
And she doesn't have the other puppies around, and then you're also she's supposed to be with the mom like basically 24/7 for the first month.
I don't even know what that means.
Not the case. The mom is the one who provides the warmth and the comfort and the food.
Right, but that doesn't mean we don't get to hold the puppy. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say.
For the first
Make
month.
Sure you withhold love and affection during that first month of this puppy's life.
If the mom is not giving that love and affection, then that's, of course, when you intervene. So that's kind of like what we're doing. Like, we have to.
I'm gonna go ahead and just set this record straight.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about Ray Stone. Every time I find a fact on the internet that he disagrees
My turn to talk.
Did you record that from the puppy?
My turn to talk. You heard the sound of the puppy. Anytime I am in the presence of a puppy, I don't care if the mother is taking care of it or not, I'm gonna hold it. Okay. That's it. That's all I had to say about
that's
that.
That's all I had to fucking say.
Why do people think they know what rules need to be?
It's minimum. Minimum human intervention is what they call it. Minimum human intervention.
Yeah, those are probably the same people that say, let your baby cry and don't bother showing it that you love it.
The fact that the rest of the litter was taken away and brought to a foster. Like, you're not supposed to do that.
I know. I realize what you're doing is you're making it okay that we're doing it.
Yeah.
And it is okay that we're doing
it. It is okay.
And even if it was a different situation, also it would be okay that we're doing it.
I'm kidding.
Whatever you do, don't hold puppies. Oh, yeah. Perfect. You know that thing that makes you feel really good, caring for a tiny, don't hold it.
So this puppy is, she's gotten, I caught it. The puppy is growing rapidly. She's a little fatso now that she doesn't have to share the milk. She's probably doubled in size.
She eats to the point where she's painfully full. And that's when she starts whining because she's so full. And then she gets pinched against the cage by mom. Good thing mom only weighs like 19 pounds.
Yeah, the mom is small.
Wiki.
Mom is small.
Little WikiLeaks.
Wiki. Yeah, I like Wiki.
Yeah, I like WikiLeaks.
Wiki. It's a fun thing to say, WikiLeaks. And she was leaking.
She's
some
discharging
milk today.
She's discharging all over the
place.
Yeah,
all the holes are discharging. The baby's a week old today. 7 days, still no eyes are not opened, probably cannot hear anything.
Right.
So
barely just got fur
in complete darkness.
Barely just got fur on those ears. Mm-hmm. It's all just nubbins.
No name for the small puppy yet because we don't even know what she's going to look like.
Yeah. It's a girl. So we're thinking of calling her White Boy. I don't know. No.
We're thinking.
I just made that up. Yeah, I guess. Sorry. God, I feel stupid.
You are probably going to be the one to name the dog because you're really good at coming up with names. And if our audience does not read the descriptions of our episodes, you definitely should read them because Ray Stone writes them himself.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of our episodes, we are on Spotify, too. If you haven't been catching it all over the place, it's all over your face and all over the place. But there's no video. There's no video on the Spotify. So I haven't taken the time to do that yet. But we're coming soon on TikTok. And so you'll be seeing those, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So I am.
But rape, review, subscribe.
Rape, review.
What? What did
you
I say?
Rape?
No.
You said rape, review.
I did not. You weren't even looking at me.
Yes, you did. I don't have to look at you to hear. I have these huge headphones on.
I don't agree with what you're saying right now.
I don't agree with it either.
I didn't say that. Did you know that you can just do that? That's what the president taught me.
Oh, yeah?
I can just say anything I want and then say I'd never said that. Mm-hmm. I'll show you some clips about that here in a little bit.
I bet you will.
It's all Trump clips. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, and let me see if I can see it on the screen here. You have the biggest thing in your teeth.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it's from the
smile.
Pizza.
Yeah.
It's olive.
Let me see if we can see it on here. You can totally see it when you do that, but you can't see. It's right on the number two here.
It's from my cold pizza breakfast.
You want me to get that for you?
Hmm? No.
You're just going to handle it? We don't even need to pause. I'll vamp. We have a ton on the list for you guys today. Some stuff that everybody knows about and some stuff that not everybody in this room knows about. You got it.
My teeth are, fun fact, my teeth are very close together. It's hard for dentists to work on my teeth because they're so close together.
Damn it. How come sometimes... Oh, I'm sorry. You want to talk about your teeth?
I'm done.
Being close together?
It's really not a fun fact. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even said that.
It's just a fact.
It's not fun. It's a fact that nobody cares about. So
GLE, I thought of an acronym and I thought it was so obvious that I would absolutely remember what GLE stood for that I invented.
Can we try to figure it out right now?
Gay Libertarian Army.
Girls love elephants.
Electrocution. No.
Greatest lover
ever.
Ever.
I don't remember. Dang it.
Hmm.
Dang it, dang it, dang it. Well,
global
elite. That's what it stands for. GLE.
Legion. Global.
Global elite.
Lines. Elitist.
Well, I've got here a couple things. Number one, we need a cheers route. A row. Remember row from this week? Meaning an insurrection.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like we're going to do
getting
it
together. And.
But we're going to do it like democratic. We need a democratic row or coup against the leaders of Cheers.
Well, we got to befriend them.
Well, I mean, okay, what I meant to say was with the leaders of Cheers, alongside the leaders of Cheers.
Ooh, here's how we win them over.
This was the craziest. Let's tell the story of the open mic, though, first. So Cheers Tavern in Glendale. We love doing the open mic there. Sal Luciano, who was on the show, good friend of the show, good friend of mine and our comedy as well.
Mm-hmm.
It has been like one of the coolest people since I've started trying to get into comedy in the Valley. He's really cool. I mean, Sal,
yeah,
big love. Shout out.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
And he's been running this mic.
He wants to share the love.
And he said he was running the mic with the manager, AJ. And at some point, AJ seemed to have lost interest for some reason or other. He sort of one day said, hey, Sal, you're going to run it on your own. And he wasn't interested. But before that, Sal said that AJ was involved and having a good time. But to be fair, AJ also runs the karaoke directly after the open mic night. So maybe he was getting tired and fed up, whatever the case may be. He has lost his interest and sort of basically has told Sal multiple times not to run long because karaoke has to start at 9:15 or 9:30 or whatever time it's supposed to start at, or maybe it's even 9 o'clock. But Sal wants to try to get everybody up, and so he lets the comics run a little long and he doesn't like boot anybody and eats a little bit into AJ's time. Now I understand that being a factor of nigglement. I am going to put the definition of the word because this is a dangerous word and I love my new joke.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Where I'm going to you know what? I'm not going to give it away here.
Did you sign up today? Did you sign up?
I did sign up. Good. I don't know if I've got it yet. I can check if you want to vamp here in a minute, but in fact I will check and see. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so at Friday's show 2 nights ago, I go down there and Sal says, "Hey, we're going to start at 7:15 instead of 7:30 to make sure that everybody gets done in time and so that karaoke can start on time." I get there, the game is on and it's on kind of loud and I hear something from the comics about maybe the sound is going to stay on the game for the stand-up open mic. And I'm like, what? I go, well, probably nobody's going to stay and do that. That message seems clear. Do we even bother? So Sal, not wanting to let all the comedians who showed up, like 20 plus comedians showed up to do a little bit of time, not wanting to let them down, he gets on the horn with the owner. Well, apparently the owner says, yeah, AJ is kind of turning the place into a Seahawks bar. And so the Seahawks game was on and he wanted to have it be on. And it's like, well, that's fine. And let's just fast forward a hair. The only table of Seahawks fans was more interested in the comedy once the comedy got going because it's preseason and all that stuff. And it's really easy to like have the game on and still do the mic, but it was a really strange message to say, we're going to leave the game on during the open mic. And then when Sal got a hold of the owner and changed that, the manager then conceded and turned the sound off to the game but wouldn't turn the big speakers on for the mic so you couldn't hear anything that the open micers were saying. I mean, it was a really weird kind of situation.
So you were texting Sal, turn up the volume, and he's texting back, it is up, send a picture of the board. It's all turned up. And then people in the audience were finally like, we can't hear you. Yeah.
Yelling. Like,
and we're what, 15 feet away from the stage? We were sitting right up front. So
now, I went up fourth, and I think I did the right move, which was...
Oh, you bullied everybody into listening to you whether they wanted to or not.
There's a trick. I see a lot of performers do it, and that is you just put the mic right on your lip. I mean, you just boom, you rest it on your lip. So I just did that. I had it on my mouth the whole time and made sure that they were going to hear me. And it was, I think that kind of worked, but it was crazy to have to do that.
Oh yeah. And you were like, Hey, you were calling out people in the back.
And they were playing pool.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, never mind.
It was funny though.
Yeah.
I love Cheers. It's such a cool spot. I am definitely going to go up next Friday.
The Hang is fun. It's like the first hang spot where you can do some comedy and hang at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should hang out a little bit afterwards, too, maybe, but...
Well, we've been doing the pregame and the post-hang. I think a lot of the comics, like, do their time and then they leave. We don't do that. We stay until the end. I think that's better style than anything. It's okay to leave afterwards. The hang is beforehand. It's like loosening up and getting everybody, like, you know, because it's like you can really assist with people's like nerves and stuff just by fucking hanging out before they go up, like making them feel good so that you go on stage and you feel good already.
Yeah.
I'm a hype. Maybe I'm just a hype man. I'm not even supposed to be on stage. Bah,
you
just kidding,
you had a look on your face like, I don't believe anything I'm saying.
Oh, you could see that.
Like, I don't believe I don't belong on stage.
Yes. I don't even have that down here, but God dang, watching him.
I want to become a liar. And every time I tell a lie, I'm going to go.
I learned this from the president.
This tastes delicious.
Nobody tells
me. Oh my goodness. But yeah, we love Cheers and... We do need to keep it going because it's taken a few years to build it up to what it is now. I can't imagine it was this.
They've got too much. They have way too many pieces of the puzzle already set right there.
It's decent comedians coming. Like they take it serious.
Well, they've got the PA. They've got the drinks. They've got the room. It's set up okay for it. And you have to kind of test your might against a room that's only sort of paying attention. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even if, you know what, actually, this is maybe kind of funny. Even if they're not paying attention, there's noise. So like when you're on stage and everybody's paying attention and it's zero noise, that's a devastating bomb. But if it's just the din of the crowd, it's not as devastating of a bomb.
That's true.
So maybe that's why it softens it. Maybe that's why I like it there. We have to record one of my sets. I wish we would have had mine from last week recorded because
I know,
that was fun.
Because I was right. I didn't even think about it. So yeah, I'll record it next time. On Friday, if I remember.
We have to work out the details of it.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to have a backdrop.
I know. Well, vamp a little bit. Let me look up on my Yahoo and see if I got in.
Sure, yeah. So a couple of weeks, was it 2 weeks ago or a week ago, you brought up a clip of a woman who said that only like 75% of people do not have an inner monologue.
That was what it said. I don't know if that's true.
So I did a little bit of research right before the recording, so it's not that in-depth, but I did find some commonality. So it is actually only 30 to 50% of people have an inner monologue, and it doesn't mean that you don't think if you don't have an inner monologue. It just means you don't have a voice that's talking to you. So I do have a voice that talks back and forth, and sometimes I hear something and then I'll answer it back. And sometimes if I'm alone, I'll say it out loud. So that is what most people do not have. And funny enough, I thought if you didn't have an inner monologue, you're a fucking idiot, but that's not the case. It's actually associated with your personality, not so much your intelligence. So if you're someone who's like very verbose and you talk a lot and you have a big vocabulary, then you probably have a very strong inner monologue versus somebody.
So I might
somebody.
Talk to myself more because I do.
Yeah.
Like, if nobody's around, I'll talk to myself.
And some people, instead of having that inner monologue, they actually see pictures, and that's how they're like processing information. It's like through pictures, or maybe it's like, you know, through something different. So
I have the pictures too.
You do? Yeah.
Guess what?
And then I have one other thing. Oh, wait. What's that?
I'm signed up.
Nice.
If you want some comedy,
Ray Stone. When's
if
nice?
If you're
Hell
listening,
yeah.
Wednesday night, August 20th. This Wednesday.
I just get excited for the burger and beer special.
At Steer Crazy. I'm going to do my this set, I think. I'm just going to do it the way that I've been doing the other one. Instead of practicing, I have a sheet of things that I want to say. I want to say them to a crowd, and I want it to feel fresh. So I'm not going to practice. I've got multiple jokes. I just want to go up and say the jokes. And even if I have to read them off the paper, I will. But I'm going to treat it like I treat the other one because I'm way more comfortable there.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And just see how it goes.
Can't wait.
I'm going to try a little bit of crowd stuff because I never do that. So just, I mean, I used to, and it was a trick. I would have better sets at Stir Crazy when I would do a little crowd work. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you want something to do on Wednesday, come on down. Tickets are $6. Get them ahead of time. They sell out often. It's summertime, so you'd probably be okay, but they do sell out. Burger and beer for $12. Stir Crazy. Come on down Wednesday night.
Can I finish what I was saying?
Yeah. Come on down.
Yes. Come on down. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
But I
Enough
came
about
up,
that.
Well, you interrupt me and you tell me to vamp and then you interrupt me in the middle of it and I'm still on it. So
don't worry, I just stopped recording for a second. So
no, you didn't. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
No,
I don't
but
know.
I
Let
came...
me check. Watch, it's not. It is. What do you know?
Sometimes you don't know.
All right.
No, but I did come across a funny article though about a wife who. So before they got married, right when they first started dating, she heard her partner, her husband, talking to himself in the bathroom, and she thought he was like kind of crazy. And that's the first time she learned that other people have an inner monologue. But she said she doesn't have that. She said it. She's like, I can't believe people just walk around having a voice in their head. She's like, in my head, it's blissfully quiet. And I just thought that was so funny that the wife's head was blissfully quiet. I thought it would be the other way around. So,
oh, that is pretty funny. Yeah. Pajitsky, she says that Segura he talks to himself all the time, but he's shameless about it. That's the difference between, you know, some of us. I don't do it in front of other people. If I get caught, I'm like, you caught me talking to myself. But I'm constantly like, I feel like I do it when I'm working out problems. I'm like working out a thing or trying to iron out, you know, a 1, 2, 3. What I don't do is make lists on paper, usually, unless it's like a big, long project and it's got 1,000 things on it. Okay, I'll make a list. But I just go, okay, what do I need to do? And I make the list in my head. And then I go do the thing. And as long as I say it out loud, then that list is like, I can make a grocery list and not usually
and
miss
anything.
There.
Yeah, you're good at that. But and then also another superpower that you have is like you can remember like important numbers in your head, I think. So the other night I came home.
3, 13.
And, yeah.
15, 16, 13, 46, 15, 17. Yeah.
The other day I came home and you were still finishing up working on the house.
Yes.
And I gave you a kiss and I could tell you wanted to talk to me. You're like, I got numbers. I got, and then you like
said,
walked away.
I'm holding numbers.
Yeah, I'm holding numbers. And then you just like walked away.
If you have 3 fractions to hold, that's how many I can do. Like, you know, 38 and 5/16 by 6 3/4 ending at 3/4. Okay.
You can remember that.
And 5/16 starting at 6 3/4, ending at 3/4. Okay. 38 and 5/16, but I have to like do that
over and over again
until I get to the table. I mean, you can also write it down, you know, if you have multiple numbers to do. Oftentimes mm-hmm. I use a cheater piece of wood, but
yeah,
I can usually hold it. Sometimes I get it wrong and I go, motherfucker, I just did the wrong cut. So I can write it down.
Should have written it down.
I have my pocket
notebook.
Write that down. GLE. I wonder if it'll come back to me. But anyway, so GLE, what could it be? Good.
Greatest lover.
You just did that one already.
Did I? No, I didn't.
So I guess you really think that I'm pretty good at that, huh?
No, I'm not talking about you.
No.
gigantic load. ejaculates.
You really do think highly of me. I was thinking of a funny way to do the man at 40 sprinkler joke. The German. No. Damn it.
What was written before and after that? So you get an idea of your
puppies in a bowl and cheers row. So no,
did you write this down today?
Yeah, it wouldn't be anything that's necessarily to do with either of those things. It's just the things that are in my mind.
It's funny. We have a call like every other week or once a month at work, and it's called the GRL call, and I still don't know what it means.
Girl.
It's the GRL call.
Yeah, and it's the girl.
We have one in the morning. One. It's like, you know, I know what the call is, but I don't know what it stands for.
It's for gossip. It's just catch up on gossip.
No, it's a big call.
It's girl. I wish
that would be fun. That would be fun.
You know what?
Girl.
No, my turn.
Okay, no, but did you record that from our puppy? Or no. Baby, it feels so good to say it's our puppy.
We got a puppy.
Let me just say, I think we make a pretty good team.
We doing the puppy doo-wop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the puppy doo-wop.
The puppy doo-wop. Mm-hmm. Well, let's have a little bit of fun. We've got a bunch of
I'm things. Not ready for another Modelo.
Beer number two. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to bring up a thing.
Keeping it on ice here.
On the screen here. I know. Good beer. Bucket of beers. Brought to you by a bucket of beers.
I got the limes in the...
You know your time is up when you hear the sound of a puppy. Meow, 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 meow. And if you don't stop talking, then they'll bring out the Angry West.
Hollywood Bear.
Oh, that's a different show altogether. Okay, well, first up on the TikTok is your contribution here.
Yeah, I like this one.
Which I have not seen, so show me it to me. Here we go. Oh, that's funny. I'm clicking that play button.
I know. Oh, yeah, turn the sound up.
Isn't that funny? So now this is crazy because I already did it. I made sure you saw me do it before I started. Today. You saw me do it. I said, I'm doing the sound thing right now. It still, for whatever reason. Oh, it's as soon as I switch to the Roku Master. Now it makes sense. I have to fucking do it. What's wrong with you? All right, here we go.
Hey, babe. Can you grab me a beer before it starts?
Oh, I've seen this.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Here, another one before it starts. Hurry. Just trust me. Hurry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One more, please. Jeez. It's going to start. It's about to start.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Are you really just going to sit around all day and chug beers and watch TV?
See? There it is.
It started. Okay, so.
It started. That's so funny.
When I watch YouTube shorts, I just get a bunch of stuff from couples. Yeah. And this is my favorite couple. Because he's kind of like a douche, but he's funny, and she's just kind of like bitchy. All like, but I don't think that it's an act. I think it's how it really
and she's,
is.
She's like milk toast. They're like normal couple, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's funny.
That is very funny.
I see a lot of. Can we hold on, baby? I forgot my glasses.
Okay, grab them.
Can you entertain?
We can just pause.
Oh fuck!
We'll just clip it together. Well, we're not cutting that out. So, GLE, what could GLE be? It is, Glee Club, I was thinking Glee Club, and it's the German leak enhancement. No, it's the GLE, Glee Club, something Probably Glee Club.
Like shmush right against the cage. I didn't move him.
And we're back.
I'm glad I put my glasses on.
This is so funny. it is way too funny. I'm seeing all these Charlie Kirk ever since South Park opened up the floodgates on Let's Make Fun of Everything MAGA. I've been seeing some Charlie Kirk shit, and it is really funny. Top Gum, because he has little tiny baby teeth and a big old Top Gum. I love AI. How good.
Giant head.
How good is that? All right. This is just amazing. This is just amazing. I've never thought of anything like this. So here you go.
I have seen this.
You've seen this?
I love it.
All right. That's all the time we get. We got restricted last week for having professional content. So,
did we really?
Yeah. The numbers will be choked out. So hopefully I'll trim that down to less time. But
this is professional content.
Well, because the background music, we didn't pay for use of it. So, All right, here's a little more Charlie Kirk.
Oh my God.
AI is amazing. Look at the top gum.
Look at his teeth. Oh, my God.
Oh, this one actually ends very funny. Hold on. Here we go.
Look at those teeth. No way his teeth look like that.
Goodness for AI.
Those are like cone head teeth.
Oh, that is just amazing. Okay. Have you seen this? Can you read that?
Mandela effects and more.
Oh, okay. No, Mandela effects, but this is called Animals on a Trampoline.
Oh, too bad we can't listen to it with the watch it with the music.
It is absolutely insane.
That's so cute.
Just bunnies on a trampoline.
Everything we love that, it. It's like the party spot.
Everything that gets on a trampoline bounces. I was just blown away because I'm like, oh no shit. Whatever gets on a trampoline is going
to
bounce.
No matter what. Yeah. Yeah. You have to be very still for it not to bounce. So.
And as soon as you realize it feels good, you're just going to do it. Yeah. Doesn't matter what kind of brain you have. So That's fun.
I'm not a trampoline jumper.
This was, I showed you this, but I want you to hear it much.
Have you ever been to Antarctica?
Yeah.
Do you believe in the ice wall?
Yeah, I saw the ice wall. Yeah, you saw it too.
I can't stand straight.
No way, but
we'll talk about it later.
That's crazy.
He almost leaked it.
Let's just say you always need someone with you when you're in Antarctica.
You can't, he said. He almost said, yeah, I saw the ice wall. That's Mr. Beast. And his buddy is like, yeah, I saw the ice wall. The guy in the background is like, yeah, I saw it. He also goes, he almost leaked it.
Yeah. Almost leaked what?
That there is an ice wall and that you need a chaperone if you want to visit Antarctica because they won't let you see what's in Antarctica.
What if maybe this isn't even my idea, but like the game, was it the Game of Thrones? Winter is coming, how there is that like big wall and they have to like defend the wall. Maybe like that's what exists over there.
What if they filmed all the dire wolves? And maybe that was actually just that was reality TV.
Yeah.
Jon Snow is a real person.
yeah. With all those, what are they called? The Earthlings or?
The White Walkers.
The Wildlings.
Wildlings. Oh, yeah. And White Walkers.
Yeah, White Walkers.
All right. This is Trump with an accordion 2.0. <Once again. laughs> This is the newer one.
What's going on in Chicago? What is going on? There's no excuse for it. I think it would be frankly more interesting. I know how good everybody's ratings are right now. I think it'd actually be...
The sound is off better. With the...
How are the Republicans going to finally get together?
Doesn't matter.
Where did all these people came that voted for Donald Trump? He was all set. I spoke to him on the phone. Very nice guy.
I hear he wanted that meeting with you as well.
I just hadn't seen a new one of those in a while. That's just amazing.
That first one was the best one.
The first one was
It's hard to,
was
hard
really
to beat
good.
That one. Oh, man. Trump really is making an appearance today.
He is making
I know words. I have the best words.
In the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless, coward.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation.
Oranges.
Our army manned the airport. It ran the ramparts. It took over the airports. It did everything it had to do. And the combat infantryman badge for his service.
This is the very definition of totalitarianism.
Shifting production to Thailand and to Vietnam.
Venezuela, it's unbelievable.
Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat your...
What?
Saudi Arabia and Russia, we repeat your... I mean, to be fair, he was doing these crazy long rallies.
Yeah.
Those are all like taken from his, yeah, from all of his rallies.
Yeah, he's probably tired. And
also, he's an idiot.
I don't know what to think about him.
Oh, I know what to think. This is, nah, I'm just loving the AIs though. And that's all we can do for the sound, but.
Who was the guy wrestling
How
Putin?
Good is the...
Who was the guy arm wrestling Putin? Who was that?
Zelensky.
Oh, that was... Oh, okay.
He looked
different on AI.
Yeah, they all look a little different on AI. Okay, I've got a bunch
Rather
of...
Rather than deport all of the illegals, what they should do is they should offer them a deal where if they hunt down 5 child predators, then they can get their papers, right? And then we call the program Alien versus Predator.
I've seen that. I like it. Okay. Yeah, I like it. I think it's genius.
I had
Alien versus Predator.
That's so good. All right, let's get these.
You two women from Scotland.
It's Wales, actually.
Okay, are you two Wales from Scotland?
No, we didn't. Shut up. Oh no. And how does the rest of that go?
That's it. That's the whole joke. It's Wales, actually. Oh, sorry. Are you two Wales from Scotland?
Oh, I should have saw that coming.
That shit is amazing. We need to get this fan going. It's not working.
All right. So speaking of GLE and writing things down that you don't know what they mean, I wrote something down on my list and I don't know what it means. I wrote ASML and chips. That's what I wrote.
Like the chips in a bowl. ASMR?
I wrote ASML and chips. I probably meant ASMR.
Probably because the chips is like, chips. You know what ASML is or ASMR is?
I do, the sound thing. Like that is not ASMR.
Actually, it is. Yeah.
That is. So I think I wrote that down. Last week after we watched that chip making video. So I don't know what I wanted to follow up on that with.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe you might know.
Well, this is a segment we call "What the fuck did I write down?"
WF.
What? Yeah, Y Files is amazing.
Man, that's our new favorite way to spend Saturdays is just laying on the couch watching Y Files
compilations
in between naps.
Conspiracies.
And now puppies involved.
GLE, the Glee Club. Man, it is going to be funny too. Whenever I figure out what I was talking about. You know what? I do want to point out something that's kind of interesting that I forgot, that I recently realized. And so I made some changes, and that is, I just want to apologize to everybody out there, actually.
Not to this, me, because you don't usually do that.
This being, well, this is real. This being a simulation, I forgot that I'm the main character. And whenever I play a video game, I always put the game setting on very hard. One step down from extreme. You know, whatever the most difficult is, mm-hmm. either I'll play it on most difficult or second most difficult. So the other day, I realized that I probably set that setting on either extremely hard or the most difficult hardness. And so I paused the game. and I went to the game settings and I set the settings to easy. So I'm sorry, but also you're welcome, everybody. It just got, everything just got set to easy.
He did reset it. Yeah. You also showed me how to reset
game. Let's walk through it, actually. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. And so you pause the game. That's what you do, guys. You got
it. Press pause.
You do it for yourselves at home. You say pause game, and then you say go to options, and then you say...
Well, you got to give them a chance to say it.
Go... No, you don't... It's really easy. It's only like 5 steps. You pause the game, and then you go to options, and then you go to game difficulty options, and then you select easy, and then you resume the game.
And then you do resume game.
It's that easy.
Pause game.
As soon as we, did it, how much money came through the, like, we accidentally found $19 million in a pouch, a tiny little pouch, $19 million. Isn't that crazy?
I think it was $20
million. How would you like to loan me money? How would you like to loan me? So anyway, I just relieved.
Thanks for doing that. I mean, things have been much better since.
I'm so relieved.
You did that. Mm-hmm.
That I remembered that I probably did that. And it's like, dude, this is so dumb. How did I not think of that before? You know, you go to Antarctica, you start, you choose your settings there. But at any time, you can pause the game and change the difficulty settings. You don't have to start over.
Can we back up? Can we talk a little bit? Yeah. Sorry, let me get in front of the mic.
You should back up further away from the mic.
Oh, am I too close?
No. Oh. No, just because you said, can we back up?
Okay, because I was like saying over here.
Oh, my turn to talk.
No, I want to talk a little bit more about Antarctica because I didn't know that this was a big conspiracy, that shit was going on there. And so, like, interestingly enough, that we watched that on Y-Files yesterday. Right? Did we watch a little bit of that?
Yes. And I've known for probably the better part of 2 decades or a decade and a half about the only thing that I had heard is that Germans, so the Nazi Germans fled and potentially have a base under the ice in Antarctica. And that they've been having a bunch of like secret stuff come out of there. Now, to me, that's insane because you need electricity. If you're going to build stuff as a human, you need an infrastructure. And guess what is not on Antarctica?
What about igloos?
Yeah. So you're going to need shipments of diesel, you know, by the shipment, because that's how diesel gets to here from other countries, mm-hmm. unless you're drilling for your own diesel.
But we all know that you can generate free power from the core of the earth.
Well, do we? That's what they say. But all of the experiments point to something has to be, a force has to be applied in order to create electricity. Magnetic field force, something has to be applied. Mm-hmm. So maybe they've got some special shit down there. But yeah,
what a weird conspiracy, Dad.
The ice wall is part of the flat earth theory that when you go to Antarctica, you hit the ice wall if you fly far enough south. And beyond the ice wall is... like a Garden of Eden, essentially. So saying that, like, you know, that there are dinosaurs and...
like that pilot that was flying.
The pilot said he saw woolly mammoths and said he was guided in by 2 other crafts. This is back in the 50s or something, like 47. The pilot, I wish I could remember his name. Bird. His name was Pilot Bird, strangely enough.
And with a Y.
Yeah, he claimed that he flew over the ice wall and there's this fantastical world of fantasy where aliens guided him down, repaired his ship, and then sent him on his way. And it's like, that's why we have to not go there? Because they'll invite you in and take care of you and then let you leave? So that's the big secret? That's what we're all afraid of down there?
Yeah, some things...
There are bases that are hidden, that are obscured... that you used to be able to see on Google satellites. There are hard lines, bases under the ice, caves, you know, entries, mm-hmm. and that stuff you're not. Now, the part that says, okay, something is going on, to me, is the part where they won't let you go explore. And they say, oh, for environmental reasons, because we're trying to preserve what's in the ice. Now, I understand they're studying the ice. They also dug a 2-mile core, remember that part, in the ice, into a lake that is under the ice where they found bacteria that has never before, you know, well, that hasn't seen the light of the sun in, I don't know, millennia, however long since it was frozen there. But yeah, it is interesting. There are a lot of theories. People think that's how you enter the hollow earth. The hollow earth is, that's part of that theory. Mm-hmm. Instead of it being flat, it is a globe, but it's a torus. You know what a torus is? A donut is a torus. So earth cord.
T-O-R-U-S.
T-A, I think, I don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you spell it, but okay. I just assumed it was the same as Taurus, the astrological sign.
I saw it recently.
Okay. Okay. But the donut shape is essentially what they're saying earth is, but picture it more like an orange with a core. So it's the same, mm-hmm. I think the same thing. Oh, you know what? No, because it has to be made of a circle when you have the torus.
It just, the hollow earth theory doesn't really make sense to me because I don't see any other planets in the solar system that we have pictures of that have that, like, everything's round or, you know,
or disc, but I think it's more likely that it's round. Because the only way that everything is a disc is if everything in space is facing us exactly, like a plate, you know? That's a good argument for everything being round out there, like actually spherical.
But how about the moon? I mean, what a crazy thing the moon is. I learned a lot about the moon yesterday.
Yep.
So I learned that the craters on the moon are all the same depth. Despite how wide or narrow they might be, they're all the same exact depth.
I saw that too.
It's also weird that we only see one side of the moon all the time. Like, how come it doesn't? I thought it did spin on its axis, but does it? Maybe it doesn't.
Well, it can't. It can't be spinning on its axis unless it's spinning like this. You know, if it's rotating, but I don't know if it rotates, because they say that it has to be spinning on an axis in order to be facing us, but that doesn't make sense. You're absolutely right. It should just be that it's on a pole and it's only revolving.
And the Earth existed long, long before the moon did. And so before the moon was appeared there, we didn't have seasons. It was just, what was it, mist that covered the Earth.
Something that I thought was interesting from that was that the samples from deeper are younger than the samples on the outside. To me, what that says is, now you can actually just say, yeah, but it's in space. So that means it's going to be, because it has very little, very, very low atmosphere, it doesn't have a defense mechanism. So it's constantly got to be getting bombarded by space dust. So that would be the newer layers on the outside.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that theory.
To me, that makes sense. But it was interesting that there are lights, that there's a glowing crater.
Oh yeah.
Of like mist.
Different lights that appear on there.
Blinking lights. And seemingly, I mean, I've seen some other videos where there are like crafts taking off, but it's all blurry. It's always blurry. So you can't, unless we actually get a telescope, which we could do.
Yeah. That would be fun.
But what we ought to do is like get a good one.
Yeah.
Like spend some dough. Or find ones that are amazing, that are older, and, you know, get a cool telescope and really be able to watch the moon ourselves.
Yeah. Go camp in and look at the, that's the way to do it.
You don't even have to camp. You set it up right here, because the light from here doesn't bother your telescope.
That's true.
I mean, it's better if it's dark, but you can still look from here too.
The other thing that's really, really strange is the size of the moon compared to the size of Earth. It's the only planet that has a moon that's so fucking big,
right?
And it's the same exact size as the sun to block the sun. I mean, it's,
well, and there are texts that don't have a moon. That's another point, is that there are texts in like ancient Sumerian texts, I think, where there's a described period before the moon was in our sky. Mm-hmm. At least that is to say that any mention of the moon was omitted from those texts. So there's a theory that is. It showed up one day. Now, maybe it just came in. What if the moon Well, no, because the moon is responsible for life. You have to have the moon to have the tides.
It is. And like a woman's cycle syncs up with the moon. I mean, I call it a lot of people call it a moon cycle. I'm having my moon cycle because it does last, you know, roughly like 28 days.
I call it a problem. Can I have that? Okay.
Now you have a problem. You can't get your bottle opener. I'll give you a problem.
I'll give you a fucking... Oh, you want troubles? I'll give you troubles. Skinny ways. What else we got here? Oh, yeah, the moon. So the moon is cheese, as we discussed, and...
It's a big mystery. I never thought it was that mysterious before, but I also...
Cheers.
Cheers, baby.
Here's to the moon.
To the moon. I love you to the moon and back.
Twice. Yeah, the moon is cheese.
But there is a natural affinity that I feel towards the moon, and a lot of people, many, many people... I feel something when I look at the moon, and it's
me too,
you know. It's not like that with the stars or the sun, but there is a connection.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and take the other side of that, because I feel the same do. Well, I'm gonna say I feel the same awe when I look at the stars, when it's like you have the Milky Way and you have all those stars, and when I look at the sun like morning and evening, I feel really, really good.
Yeah. No, I feel something also, but I feel it's a different thing with the moon. It's completely different.
I must be a sun rising.
I don't know what you are rising. I'm Capricorn rising.
Hey, so guess what time it is? When I went to sign up for Stir Crazy, which once again, Wednesday, come check it out. Get your tickets. Go to StirCrazyComedy.com or Stir Crazy Comedy.
We gotta
Club.
Tell people when you're going to Stir Crazy.
It's
people
being told right now.
Show. Yeah, but nobody listens.
StirCrazyComedyClub.com. If you want to
know, Puntushkoms.
There's a comedy competition that I saw. It's called The Greatest Comedian in the Universe. I have to put together 5 minutes. Good thing I've been saving all my clips and making stuff.
So much. Okay.
I have to put together a 5-minute video of me doing comedy. It doesn't have to be on a stage. Okay. So we can put some stuff from the podcast if we want to, and some stuff from the stage, and just I should put together a real good clip, real good, of you know, just shitting around and all the different various ways that we do it here at Bomb With Me Studios. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. When is the competition?
It starts in October, so I have time to get up there, and that'll be a thing that I would absolutely come back from Greer for.
What, and so tell me, like, is it what?
So the rules
video
are
video submission. What?
Well, the video. So this is for your sign up, for your entry.
Okay.
And then they're going to select 50 people.
Okay.
Is either 50 or 90? And the first night is October. I'll have to read the rules again, but you get 5 minutes for the first round. 5 minutes if you get through the first round for the second round, and then if you make it to the finals, you get eight minutes for the finals.
Okay.
So that'll be a great, this is what I've been looking for, a challenge. I want to get a little challenge.
Yeah, you gotta,
now I want to tell some of those old jokes. All those ones that I've been telling on stage that work, that I haven't retold. Mm-hmm. Now's the time to go through my archives, pick out some jokes, and fucking try to be funny.
Nice.
And do a competition.
Now, okay, so the 5-minute video submission that you submit, can you use those same jokes during the competition?
Yeah, of course. They're not gonna like. That's just for your submission, so that you get selected to be a part of it, to prove that you're a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not gonna go up on your, you know, you're not gonna go be in the competition and be a first timer.
Okay, so you submit in October.
No, I have to submit like ASAP.
Oh, okay. But then they select, and then the
first
competition is in October.
It begins in October.
Okay. And then where did you say it's at?
Stir Crazy Comedy
Club. Oh, it's
Club.
At Stir Crazy.
Where do you think it is? It was on the Stir Crazy website when
I went
to sign up for open mic.
Okay.
I saw
and when
that.
Is it again? I'm kidding. I'm joking. 1,000% I'm joking.
You got me. There was a real high arch there.
I know.
The eyebrow. So all that's coming up.
The bear a little bit.
All that's coming up for the Bomb With Me Comedy Network, which we're kind of crushing over here.
We're doing good, and baby, you've been carrying it a lot, and I'm starting to feel.
What are you talking about? We're doing great.
We're doing good, but you've been doing the majority of the work. I've just been kind of showing up, and I kind of want to commit myself a little bit more. So.
Well, you're definitely committable.
Committable.
You know when they commit you to the insane asylum.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I'm taking that as a compliment, but I don't think you meant it that way.
Yeah, you're committable for sure. Well, you know what? We have got some chicken wings to smoke.
Hell yeah. I'm hungry.
We got to get that thing going out there.
I got some enchiladas to Lada.
You got a lot of enchiladas up to do. And, you know, I think this is really,
a puppy to check
really
on.
Been a fun one. Yep, that's the sign for both of us to stop talking. So thanks for joining us for another Wunderbar episode of All of This is Temporary, where all of this is indeed temporary. Yeah. But
until the next great thing.
But guess what time it is? It's easy time. Game mode easy. Reset your consoles. Sign up for comedy. Wait, no. Come see me at...
Stir Crazy Wednesday starts at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Burger and beer special, which is fucking amazing. $12. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
$6 for the show.
Yeah. If you want to take your date, show them a good time and not spend a lot of money, that's what you do.
And yeah. So, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.